Jordan Peele, welcome back to the show.
What's
How
up?
You been, man?
I'm good.
Man, all right.
Boy, are you ever.
Get Out premieres this Friday. Get Out, it says, is a thrilling story of an African-American man who's meeting his white girlfriend's parents for the very first time.
That's right. It's kind of like it's a thriller. So it's this is kind of like the horror version of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
Now, that's exactly. Funny. But a thriller is not supposed to be funny.
Well, you know, it's you know, I wanted to make a movie that where everybody can kind of scream and interact with the movie, you know. So there's some funny parts. I got a little Rel Howery in there.
We love him.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
From Carmichael Show and Stand Up, he's basically like the release valve of the movie. You know what I mean? Like when it gets too tense, he comes in and he just crushes. He's hilarious.
Okay, now here's the question: did you write this movie before or after you married your wife, Chelsea, who is white?
No, I wrote this before I met her. I wrote this before I met her. But look, it's a movie that's in general it's about like representing the African American experience in some fashion in the horror genre. You know, I feel like this is a genre that you know we have been loyal fans of, and without representation, you know the whole adage that the black guy always dies first,
right,
in a horror movie, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You know. Well, you know, I wanted to make the other movie, the one that doesn't exist.
Now Lavelle Crawford is here, and he's a big fan of horror movies, and he has a question for you.
Yeah. Okay. What's up?
Hey, what's up, bro? I'm a big fan of the show, too, Key and Peele. I love the show,
right,
man.
Thank you,
and
man.
I was so excited to go. I was showing some initiative for the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Me and my wife bought tickets last night, thought it was already out, and I got some advance tickets to see it on Thursday. I'm mad because I was ready to come and see it because I done seen it on Facebook and everything. And I just want to know if you are comparing this movie to the Trump Tower elevator. Is it the same thing where they take you up there and you come back down, you hypnotize like Steve Harvey? And, you know.
I can tell you, man, this movie was not produced by Trump by any means. No, you know, this movie is about getting a hero from all the from everything going on, especially when it comes to race.
Have your in-laws seen the movie?
You know, one of them has. One of them has.
They're giving you the side eye?
That's the spokesperson. Yeah, you got to go see this. This is crazy.
I know what you think. Blink twice.
Right.
You're in trouble,
right. The way we do with Melania, you know, sort of like that.
That's right. No, it's my. You know, I'm very fortunate. My in-laws are wonderful people. And but this, you know, this there's a lot that people are going to recognize in this movie, I think.
So what were some of your favorite movies growing up?
Well, you know, I loved the Shining.
Okay.
Candyman.
Yeah.
I loved The Nightmare on Elm Street. I loved Halloween. You know, I was into like, you know, the creepy stuff.
Where was Good.
Candyman? Candyman
life?
Still scared me. I wouldn't even say that name on the mirror. None. I would still not say that because I don't want Huggy Bear to come out on me.
Huggy Bear. That's you know what? That's funny. I don't know if you really think Huggy Bear was in that, but if Huggy Bear was Candyman, that would be a whole different movie.
Wait a minute. You just said Candyman three times.
Okay, gotta go.
Not in the mirror, though,
nice
Tom. Not in the mirror.
Nice talking to you.
Give me the music. I gotta go. Y'all said it three times. In the mirror or not, I don't play. Okay? I don't believe it, but I don't play with it.
We gotta get out.
All right. Yeah, it's five times with Candyman. It's five times.
Right.
Let it again.
That's Beetlejuice.
Jordan Peele.